Davis?
Senator Anderson, 2191.
Walter Jenkins told me of your wonderful message, and of course, I hadn't anticipated, but I knew if you had the time, that's the way you'd feel and what you'd do, and I just want to thank you for it.
Well, you know, I took a certain position in 1960, and I'm glad I'm going to have a chance to have demonstrated why I took it.
Well, I hope so. Now, listen, we've got a problem. The president had agreed to decorate Oppenheimer in the Rose Garden on next Monday.
Yes.
They've got his citation written. They've all, the president's presenting it, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
I don't think that we ought to cancel that.
No, indeed.
We ought to just go ahead and make it, but I didn't want to say yes until I talked to you and gotten your reaction.
Well, I think you should go right ahead with it.
All right. Now, will we get any backlash on that?
Some.
What is it? The
Well, a lot of them feel, of course, that
the admiral type fellow that Straws were thinking?
Well, he was foolish in the things he did.
Yeah?
I'd be happy to discuss with somebody along and have a friend, and somebody say to him, "Oh, weren't you a communist?" He was so damn mad to think that they would question the guy who had developed the bomb. He'd say, "Oh, sure," and walk away in scorn, sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst of it is those things appear in the record.
Do you think so, that I ought to go ahead and do it? And that's what I think so much.
I surely do, and if anybody jumped me about it, I would say, "Well, this was a decision reached by my predecessor. I'm not in the process of reversing the things that he did out of the goodness of his heart."
That's fine. That's good. Now, I want you to look at this speech just as soon as you can.
I'm going to send the draft now,
and I'm going to send a copy to it, and I hope it gets there before we come to the Hill. I don't know how long this White House staff takes to mimeograph it. But then I want you to feel not only at liberty, but feel that you are directed to get me some suggestions and ideas, because you're progressive and at the same time you got your feet on the ground, and that's not always the case with our liberal friends. And I like to look upon you as I look upon myself, progressive without being radical, and prudent without being reactionary.
Okay.
So you just get me a memo every few days and pick up the phone.
Do
and
you
call.
Tell me if it gets to be burdensome, because I'll sure as hell do it.
I want it, and pick up the phone and call. I've sure got to talk to you about the space budget before
yeah.
we go in here on this. And,
sure.
Is there any hope of getting that tax bill out before we go home?
No.
Will it pass it to come back?
I think, yes, when we get back. I think you'd make a great mistake to try to rush it through. Russell has some program to try to pass half of it this year and go on to next year. You'll make a perpetual enemy out of Harry Byrd if you do it, and it isn't worth it. I pointed out to a reporter the other day that Harry Byrd always lived with the Republicans until you became the leader of the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And you could bring him to us once in a while, and very frequently, and finally, on every crucial vote you had him. Now you can get him again.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Thanks, my friend.
But you must defend him.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.